Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Thursday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. on the Central side, and we are here with Janine Avila. And Janine and I have been doing this radio show consistently for years, on and off. So we're consistently on and off with this radio show whenever she gets a chance. She's got a busy schedule. And plus, also, she's clumsy. Like, I think last time she, like, busted up her knee or something like that. So with reason there might be, Janine is here on Building Fortunes Radio. We have a little bit of fun on this radio show. But I am here to say thanks for Janine being here on our radio show. She always brings a lot of fun and information to our radio show. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, and Janine is spelled J-A-N-I-N-E, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows. And sometimes we do radio shows by ourselves, and sometimes we have a special guest, and this is a repeat of a special guest, so I'm going to kind of step out of the way as fast as I can. But my shameless plug for Janine is make sure you always check out her website, which is JanineAvila.com. And since spelling counts, I told you how to spell Janine, here's Avila, A-V-I-L-A. So it's JanineAvila.com. So Janine, thanks for being here. And if we run out of time, I'm going to say my happy Thanksgivings ahead of time, just in case we run out of time. So thanks for being here ahead of Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you so much, Peter. And it's good you mentioned Thanksgiving, because we're really basically starting to head into the holidays. You know, tomorrow's Friday, and then we go into what we call Thanksgiving week, and the holidays have officially begun and all the craziness and everything. And we thought it would be a great time to bring back Dr. Carolyn Marie, who has been on our show before, and she says some things that just stick with you. And one of the things, and I've got some questions for Dr. Carolyn, but one of the things that she said on our last show that really stuck with me, that I've really practiced, is because I'm always striving to eat better, not like, you know, Carolyn or my daughter Andrea, who have perfect discipline around food. I'm always like striving to snack better and eat better. But she talked about just having replacement foods and little fun snacks that you can eat and just having them handy and just shifting over from maybe chips to nuts or something like that. She just gave us some great tips. So two things that I want to bring up as we're going into the holidays, and this is a show about, you know, for entrepreneurs about building your home-based business. And one of the things that matters to have a healthy business and a healthy bottom line is you got to have energy and brain power, because you are the CEO, you're the captain of your own ship, you know, you're the queen or the king, and you're in charge of your business. And when you look at that bottom line and that profit, that's because of you. So you really want to take care of yourself and eat right and make that connection so that you have the energy to do all the many things that are involved with making your business successful and profitable. And secondly, as we roll through the holidays, we're, you know, finishing our fourth quarter. We want to finish our fourth quarter strong so that we look at where we're at and review and go into the new year with, you know, great goals, great health, a great attitude. And so Carolyn's back just in time to talk to us about things we can do to stay healthy through the holidays, but delicious things to still have fun. One of the things I like about Carolyn is she's not a killjoy. You know, she knows what it's like, and she's not one of these people who seem to have never struggled with weight or food or what to eat. So she comes from a place of where we are, of knowing, like, hey, I've been at the desk all day. I'm working. What should I have next to my desk so that I'm not going, you know, 4 hours with no fuel? So, Carolyn, thank you so much for coming back. And I would like to start off by just having you share with us a little bit about what your thoughts are about staying healthy during the holidays.
Okay, thank you. Well, I appreciate it so much, Janine. I thank you for having me back. It's always fun to do the show with you. So like you said, I mean, you hit such a great point that especially when we're self-employed, you know, we don't have paid sick time, right?
Right.
We're down for a week or 2 weeks
because
something, you know, something hits us hard. That's a week or more that we're not generating income. And so it can be, you know, that can be very difficult. So it really pays to invest in our own health and invest in, you know, healthy foods and whatever it takes to, you know, supplementation, whatever it takes to keep, you know, ourselves healthy is just super important. It's important for all of us. But, you know, especially when you can't really take a break sometimes to be sick when you're the entrepreneur and you're the CEO of your own business. So, I mean, one of the first things is really just supporting your immune system. You know, it's so timely right now to talk about the immune system because there's just so many things going around right now, you know, and so many things in the news and, you know, it just seems like all the kids are coming home from school sick and everybody at the office is sick or whatever. You know, wherever you are, it just seems like we're all kind of being bombarded with this bug or that bug. And, you know, keeping your immune system strong is really the key to making sure that you either, you know, avoid that completely or if you can't, which, you know, none of us are going to go through life never, ever getting sick, right? That's not realistic.
Right.
But we can definitely shorten that amount of time to where maybe something hits you for a day or maybe 2 days versus, you know, your friend that got it for a week, you know, or 2 weeks, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so I think that is probably one of the most important things that we could talk about tonight is how do we support our immune systems.
So, Carolyn, let's just say you've got 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're actively running around taking them to events and doing things. And when I was a young mother, I had daycare, and I remember going to my doctor, and my kids were all sick, and I said I do daycare, and he said, "Oh, so you import the germs?" Yeah. So
right.
I was bringing them in, and you know, and you make up a really good point. When you're running your own home-based business, you don't have paid sick time and paid vacation time and PTO and all these things. So mm-hmm. when we start to feel, you know, we all know when we're like, oh, I don't feel right. When you first get that feeling, what can you tell our listeners about, what do you do when you start to feel like I'm getting sick or somebody in my family? What's the first line of defense? What do you take and do and all of that?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Well, the first thing I think that's important to remind people is not to get into fear over it. You know, being sick, getting a cold, it's not the end of the world. And I feel like, because especially the past couple of years, right, since we've had all this media influence and everything, people get really scared these days when they get sick. They're afraid it's something serious. They don't know what to do. They panic. And so just, I think there's, you know, a lot to be said for keeping our emotional house in order, so to speak, and just realizing that, hey, you know, my body is capable of getting me through this. I'm healthy. I'm going to get through this really quick. I have my tools in my, you know, wellness toolbox, and my immune system is going to do a great job. So I think just going into it with a healthy kind of mindset of, you know, and not going or going, I'm sick, and oh, woe is me kind of thing, you know, but just staying really positive, which I know most entrepreneurs are really good at that, right? We're good at staying optimistic, but translating that into those moments where we do kind of, you know, that fear kind of creeps in, but just to say, no, this is good. I got this. My body's got this. I'm just going to rest. I'm going to do, you know, take my nutrition, boost up my immune system, and I'll be fine soon. You know, having that type of mentality is such an important foundation. And then the practical things that I do that I take right away are I will load up on vitamin C. I mean, that's just something that's easy. It's inexpensive. I have a vitamin C powder in my online dispensary that tastes like lemonade. So it's great. So I will give that to the kids and take it myself. Sometimes I'll do
tablets.
Can
you drink that hot, like a tea?
You actually want to drink it cold because vitamin C is very fragile. It's a very fragile vitamin. So, yeah, so you do actually want to make it either room temperature or cold. And I will just do, you know, with my vitamin C in particular, I do a scoop. But if you're taking a different product, you would do like 2,000 to 2,500 milligrams every couple of hours. And once the bowels kind of get loose, then you know, like, okay, that's just as much as my body can take right now. So at that point, you stop. Yeah, but that's called a, like, vitamin C loading. And that's just a really simple way to kick that immune system into high gear, get those white blood cells going. It's just to load them up on vitamin C. And so, and it's, like I said, it's easy to give the kids too. So, you know, they don't balk at it because it tastes like basically like lemonade. I mean, it's not as sweet, but it's very, it's, you know, it's tasty. And so that's just a quick and easy thing that you can do. That usually will help shorten the duration of whatever it is that you're dealing with. And also vitamin D is really important this time of year, especially during those fall and winter months where we're not getting as much sunlight, especially if, you know, people live in a, in one of the colder, you know, climates. They definitely want to be taking it. But even here, you know, it gets chilly. I mean, we just, you know, the temps are just plummeted for us here in Texas over the past week, right? So staying warm and we're not getting as much sunshine. So it's really important. And, you know, I use, again, this is a product that I have in my my online store, but I use just a very, very tiny capsule. It's 5,000 international units. It's so small. A child could easily swallow it. And if for some reason they can't, you can always open it. You can just put it in that, that vitamin C lemonade or, you know, or put it in basically anything, a little bit of applesauce or whatever. It's tasteless. So that's a super easy thing to do.
But Carolyn, and then, you just said something that's a big deal. And I know you live this. And you may not notice it, but when you just said put it in applesauce, a lot of people that I know with their families are struggling of how to get things into the kids. And applesauce, and that's one thing I know about you is that you've always been really good about providing recipes and things that you can do to get your family to take the nutrition they need. And I want to ask you another question before we go on, because I was thinking about what I do. And I want to share with the listeners is that, last year I had knee surgery. That's the theme, as you guys may know, if you've been listening to the show a lot, is like having knee surgery. But when I went into the hospital for my knee surgery in December last year, I went in, came out, and then came out with, and I had never had COVID before. And so I want to tell you all, the first thing I did was start messaging Carolyn and say, what should I be taking? Remember that, Carolyn? I'm like, the doctor said I need zinc and D and all these different things. And, you know, we're busy running our businesses and making sales and marketing and all the things that we do and making appointments. We don't have time to be sick. But when it happens, what I do is I reach out to Carolyn because I have access to her. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have her on the show. So you would all realize you could have access to Dr. Carolyn as well, because that's not my area of expertise. My area of expertise is building businesses and coaching and sales and marketing and all those things. I didn't go to school like she did to study this stuff, but I'm smart enough to know to go to the right person when something happens. So my question, I ended up kind of giving you a plug because I was, it's honest truth. You know, I just know what a difference it made for me to be able to reach out to you and not just, like, go ask CVS or Walgreens or something. And the thing is, when you get sick, that's not the time to be trying to go out to the store figuring out what to take. So So the question is, Carolyn, is it feasible to have some things on hand so that when you first start to get sick, you just go right to the medicine cabinet or the wellness cabinet, you probably call it at your house, and have access to things?
Yeah, that's a really, really good point because, you know, being proactive is really the key. And a lot of times I will get kind of like frantic messages from moms and they'll say, what do I do? My kid's been sick for 10 days. And I'm thinking, I wish you'd reached out to me 10 days ago, you know, because he would not have been sick for 10 days if we had talked back then. And it's a little bit harder to get on top of something once that virus, you know, if it's a virus, for example, if it's really, you know, gotten in the cells and multiplied and kind of taken over and weakened the body and now they're not eating and they're dehydrated and, you know, all of that, it gets harder for the body to mount a response to that. And so if you can nip it in the bud, you know, if you can just hide away, take some zinc. Zinc is great for keeping the virus from entering the cells and being able to replicate there. You know, load up on vitamin D, load up on vitamin C. Just get that immune system activated right away. Then typically, you know, what I find for myself and for, you know, clients who've been with me a while and they've kind of heard that spiel before and they've gotten stocked up on things, they're amazed at just how fast they and their children can get over things. You know, so, I mean, I think it's really important. I really like to encourage and empower the moms to just stock their wellness cabinet. And that's exactly what I call it. I call it your wellness cabinet.
I knew it. How did I know that? You've never told me that.
I just knew that about me. Yes, I mean, have things on hand. You know, have an extra jar of vitamin C. Have, you know, some extra vitamin D. Have some essential oils, you know, have just anything that you feel comfortable using that you want to use and that makes you feel like, okay, I can immediately address it with this particular product or combination of products. So, and I know it's like, that's not the time to be on Google trying to figure out what to do, you know, like you want to take care of your kids and you want to have that knowledge, you know, right away. So I think that that's really important. And, you know, I actually have a whole protocol set up in my online dispensary, like I mentioned, that people can just go and just see, you know, these are the products that I need to have, even if, you know, they may not know exactly why, but at least if they have them and then they can, you know, shoot me an email and say, okay, Johnny came home. I think it's got the flu. What do I do? And I can be like, okay, well, one scoop of this or three of these or whatever. But that doesn't help if they don't have what they need or if they wait a week to, you know, to try to get on top of it using natural stuff, or especially if they've gone the, you know, more allopathic route and they've been suppressing the fever for a week, you know, or they've been taking these all these medications, then the body's actually in an even weaker state. So, you know, for me, I will use all the natural stuff as my first line of defense. And then if for some reason it's not doing the trick and I really feel like, okay, I probably should get a second opinion, go to the pediatrician, let them just make sure to rule out anything major. You know, then I might do that after a couple of days. But honestly, I can't even remember the last time I took some of my kids to the doctor because it just works so well if you have what you need on hand and if you can, you know, catch it right away.
Well, that's great advice. And I'm going to kick it over to Peter to see if he has any questions and to let him go to commercial. And when we come back, I like to tackle holiday eating. So we'll come back and talk about that. Peter, do you have any questions for Dr. Jones?
No, we are good to go. We're going to, only because I don't want to run out of time and I want to hear about the holiday tips as far as eating is concerned, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Janine Avila. Make sure you check her out. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, and you'll be able to share this radio show all over again a couple of hours after we're done with this. We post it to that website. And then also check out JanineAvila.com, and she's got Dr. Carolyn here. So go ahead, Janine, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. And, you know, Carolyn, you've given us great advice. And I know before we jump into holiday eating, I thought of one more question that I felt was really important based on my own experience. I mentioned earlier in the show, I went in to have a knee surgery and I came out with COVID. So do you have a protocol for people if they're getting ready to have a surgery just to strengthen themselves, going into the hospital or just maybe going into the flu season? And I'm not asking you to share it now. What is your advice there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So my immune support protocol is really what I would suggest. It just depends on, the dosage. So there's a specific dosage of certain nutrients that you need for more of a preventative measure. And then if you do feel, that tickle in your throat or that fatigue or feel a bit feverish or whatever, then you ramp up, there's a different dosing for that. So really supporting the immune system and just, eating really low sugar is also very helpful for supporting the immune system. So, if you're the type of person that really wants to enjoy a lot of holiday treats, like don't schedule a surgery around that time, wait for a time when you can, eat pretty clean going into that as much as you possibly can, making sure your bowels are moving, making sure you're hydrated, making sure you're rested, and just eating as well as possible in addition to perhaps taking some supplementation. That will just really help set you up for success.
That's just really good advice. And, I have a friend that's a doctor that always goes on rants about there is no such thing as flu season. There's after Thanksgiving, after Halloween sugar eating season, there's after Thanksgiving pies and cake season,
true.
And there's holiday eating season. That's what season you're in. So I think that advice you just gave is like really great to speak to that. And keeping your, as you said early at the top of the show, your emotional house in order. It's like, I know for me, when I start, I hardly get sick, but when I do, I don't freak out, and that doesn't help to think, oh, no, I'm getting sick. I can't afford to be sick and start getting all upset. I just like, I actually push the Dr. Carolyn button and go, what should I be taking? What do I do? and having the things on hand makes a difference. So I know as we close out, I'm going to be quiet and just let you, and I'm going to ask you a few of my questions. If you could share with the listeners just kind of a holiday eating plan, your advice, and also I think you have, did you have time to put together a little protocol for eating through the holidays? And also, just if you could speak to the fact, and I know you did a minute ago, but having things on hand so that when it happens, you save 2 or 3 days off of having to go to the store or wait for things to show up from ordering them online. And I'm just coming from my own experience. All supplements are not created equal. So cheaper is not better. And there's a lot of people that will lie to you to get your money, and they won't put the ingredients in there. You want to make sure you don't play games with your health. You want to make sure you have the finest quality ingredients. It makes a huge difference. So, Carolyn, if you could just share a little bit on those topics, I'll be quiet now and just listen.
Sure. Yeah, I would love to. Well, I think for a lot of us, Thanksgiving is kind of all about the food, and I mean, to a certain degree that makes sense because we're celebrating a historical feast, but historically, like the traditional Thanksgiving food is actually pretty healthy. It's turkey and vegetables and cranberries and all those types of things. But of course, as we've sort of Americanized everything. Now it's become more about the mac and cheese and the bread and the rich casseroles and all the pies and all of that. And so I think one kind of thing that has helped me over the years, because, I grew up where it was like all about the pies. It was all about my aunt's pies and my aunt's bread and, all those things. And for me, just bringing it back mentally to what are all these amazing flavors and all these amazing foods that are more traditionally Thanksgiving, like sweet potatoes and, you know, pecans and pears and all these things that are really very delicious. And so just for me, one way that has helped me is when I go to my family gatherings now, I will bring some of my own, like, healthy dishes. And that started doing that a couple of years ago because I remembered going to Thanksgiving and feeling like, oh, my gosh, none of this is going to, like, make me feel good. I just felt miserable after eating this way. And so I started bringing a really big salad. And I know that sounds, like, boring, but and the first year I said that, my family was like, what? You're going to bring a salad? Come on. But I started bringing this really big salad that has all this variety of flavors and colors, and it's carrots and pecans and chopped pears and pumpkin seeds and cranberries and feta cheese, and it's just, like, beautiful, and it's full of flavor, and I call it my fall salad because it's all these delicious fall flavors. And now it's, you know, to the point where my family, you know, every year they're like, you're bringing the salad, right? You know, because they love it. And so, you know, or for you, it might be like roasted vegetables or just something that is, I think, colorful, flavorful, you know, traditional fall foods that really just, you know, just make our heart happy. But how can I do that in a healthy way so that when I go to my meal, you know, I can kind of fill up on that or put a lot of that on my plate. And then, you know, you can still sample the other things, still have a bit, but maybe not as much as if, you know, that was like the only thing available to you was all the rich things and all the desserts and everything like that. So just mentally, you know, kind of preparing yourself and practically preparing yourself by, you know, bringing something healthy to the meal can be really helpful. You know, and then just another tip.
Carolyn, before you leave that, yeah. I just want to point out something you might not even be aware of. When I was listening to you talk, I was noticing the mindset difference between when I look at, I'll just pick on myself, and Peter's probably does the same thing. When I go to a Thanksgiving feast and I look at the spread of food, what I heard you say is you look at the food and you think about how it's going to make you feel. And I look at the food and I think about how it's going to taste. So,
right?
I think that's a really important mind shift that maybe I need to make.
And it's very, I mean, we're taught to think about it as far as taste, right? Like, oh, that's so yummy, that's creamy, that's delicious, that's sweet. We're taught that way, and a lot of us just default to that. It's completely normal, you know, but that food and being healthy and making healthy choices is so much a part of just your mindset, which, you know, just like starting a business or running your own business, it's a mindset. And so I know your listeners are very good at sort of monitoring their thoughts and, you know, staying positive and all of that. And so just applying that to the food side of things can be really helpful because instead of thinking about, I'm going to go to this event because I can't wait to, like, have, like, five different pies, you know.
Right.
To go to this event and think, you know, first of all, it's about the people, right? It's about who I'm grateful for and who I want to spend my time with. And so to go into that event and, you know, you can even play a little game with yourself and be like, I'm going to leave this dinner with learning two new things about everyone there, you know, and just making that mental shift that it's about the people that you're spending time with. And it's about it can be also about experiencing a lot of different flavors and different delicious foods, right? We're all grateful for the abundance that we have, and there's nothing, you know, wrong with that, but that doesn't necessarily have to mean five different desserts, right? It can mean just looking and appreciating some of the healthier things that are available. And like I said, like if your family doesn't have anything really healthy available, then you contribute that. You know, you bring that to the meal and offer that. And honestly, most people love that. Like my family loves that I bring a salad because they realize they feel better when they have a little something fresh and raw on their plate. And it's so full of flavor and color that, you know, they want that. Even my kids are like, ooh, can I have a little more, you know? And I'm like, what? But they really do appreciate that because they know that that raw food is going to, it really does help you break down all the cooked food too, so you feel better afterwards. And then just, you know, giving yourself a little bit of time, lengthening the meal, lengthening that time between the meal and dessert. If you're going to have dessert, you know, maybe just sit back for a little bit, have a cup of coffee after dinner or have a cup of tea and just kind of wait for your food to settle so that your brain has time to kind of catch up so that you're not, you know, going straight into dessert and then an hour later you're like, oh, why did I eat that much? Now I'm miserable.
you know,
that's what a lot of us tend to do when we have this huge spread in front of us. But just going into it thinking, you know, I'm going to enjoy some really healthy foods, and maybe you do have a little mac and cheese too, or you do have a little bit of a something that isn't healthy. It's not that this whole entire meal has to be healthy, but if you're appreciating, you know, some foods that are healthy as well, and kind of like dragging it out a little bit and just really focusing on the people and the conversation and the laughter and talking about what you're grateful for and all that kind of stuff, it can really make a shift for a lot of people who, you know, may have traditionally kind of eaten, you know, way too much and left Thanksgiving really uncomfortable and really tired. And, you know, we all joke about the after Thanksgiving nap and all that, but,
right.
Yeah, with just a little bit of a different mindset, I think it can be a more enjoyable day for everybody.
Well, that's great, great advice. And unfortunately, we're at the top of the hour. Tell people a little bit about how they can get a hold of you and if they want to reach out. And I know you have some healthy ideas and recipes that I think I said you would make available for our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find me on my website, which is Dr. Carolyn Marie, so D-R, and then my first name, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-I-N, my middle name, M-A-R-I-E.com. And there's a little simple, just, you know, a simple one-page, you know, website just where people can reach me and find out a little bit more about my coaching practice if they want some one-on-one help with anything. I treat or, you know, I help people with any number of issues and, you know, health concerns and challenges. So they're welcome to reach me there. There's a little contact form. And I do have a PDF that has some simple tips and, you know, how to stay healthy through the holidays. So if they want that free PDF, they're welcome to fill out that contact form. Or if they want to get started with coaching or want my immune support protocol or if there's any way that I can help them at all, that's where to find me.
Well, that's great information, Carolyn. And I want to really encourage all our listeners, go sign up on her contact page and get that PDF because that's another great thing to do for your customers during the holiday. Is go grab that PDF from Dr. Carolyn and send that out to your customers with your orders or with your, you know, Thanksgiving cards or, you know, holiday cards, Christmas cards, whatever it is that you do at your house. You can include something like that. And that's, people appreciate that kind of stuff. And it's so helpful. People are more conscious of their health than ever. And you want to have Dr. Carolyn saved in your favorites. So she's got an online store of where to go get all the best things. What I like, I don't like to spend my time trying to figure out what's the best vitamin C. That's just not me. But what I do know is that Carolyn likes to do that stuff and does it. So I go to her. You know, she does the research, and that way I don't have to. So, Carolyn, thank you so much for being a guest on our show. And it's Dr. Carolyn with a Y. And almost for a minute, it sounded like an I. I want to make sure you guys all know it's Dark, E-A-R-O-L-Y-N. And it's Marie, right, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm. DrCarolynMarie.com. Yes.
.com. Okay. And thank you so much for being our guest. We might have to have you back again in the middle of the holidays or January to give us a reminder or a booster.
Yes.
Stay strong.
Absolutely. That'd be fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Peter, any closing comments from you?
Great information. No, fantastic information. And this obviously is not just something used for Thanksgiving or maybe Christmas or New Year's. You use it all year round. So great information. It's amazing what happens when you change the eating habits of your family and also you have everything prepared. It's amazing stuff. So I'm going to recommend everybody take a look at that website, drcarolynmarie.com. You'll see it right there. There's a lot of really great information there. We love having you here. We'd love to have you back. And I got to tell you a funny story. I have a neighbor who's making lasagna. She's a new neighbor. She was going to make lasagnas like a thank you and bring it on over. And she said she was running a little bit late. She's going to do it on Thursday. So here I am, like, during this radio show thinking about food. And I'm like, oh, that's right. We're going to have Thanksgiving. And I literally was thinking, I got to order cannolis. And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I need an intervention. So I need an intervention.
We're going to have to send Dr. Carolyn out there.
You're going to have to send Dr. Carolyn, like, no. I mean, or maybe just one, maybe just a bite. Don't order as many as you normally, you know what I mean? Like, okay.
Right,
everything
right.
Is balanced, you know?
Yeah.
Moderation. Yeah. But it was really kind of funny. I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and I'm thinking, where the hell am I going to buy the cannolis this year? And I'm like, I'm on a radio show talking about healthy food. I'm talking about cannolis.
Thinking about cannolis.
So the answer is that it's amazing that lots of times it's just a matter of the choices you make, and if you prepare ahead of time, it can really make a very big difference. And it's all year round. It's a lifestyle. It's a mindset. So Dr. Carolyn is great about that sort of stuff as well. So we'll use this. I'm sure, Janine, we'll use this as our replay for Thanksgiving. I'll let you guys wrap it up if you want to give anybody a personalized Thanksgiving message.
Well, I'm just so grateful to all of our loyal listeners and to you, Peter, for this show and giving us a chance to give back and share. I'm so grateful that I've had a very blessed life and I've got some wonderful people in my life. And we had a great show last week. We're a great show tonight with Dr. Carolyn. We're going to have, and I agree, I'd like to replay this show on Thanksgiving because I think that it's a great show to replay on Thanksgiving. And like you heard Peter say, you guys will all have access to the podcast if you have somebody you want to hear this show that you want to share it with. So thank you so much. And Carolyn, thanks for being our guest. And thank you, everybody, and good night.
Thanks,
everyone.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.